This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Pueblo voters will decide this November if they want to continue having a mayor. In Monday's meeting, City Council overrode a mayoral veto and on a 6-1 vote decided to put the question on the ballot. If approved, it would reverse a voter decision in 2017 to create a strong mayor form of government. Councilman Roger Gomez says the new government structure isn't working for Pueblo.
This is a failed experiment, and you have to have the courage to sit back and say, what is best for the people of Pueblo?
Pueblo Mayor Heather Graham is the second mayor since the change in structure. She called the ballot initiative a power grab on the part of City Council. A bill to cut funding for Colorado's Wolf program has passed the legislature. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
After two rounds of reintroductions, Colorado is planning to release at least one more batch of wolves this winter. A bipartisan group of lawmakers proposed a bill to pause the plan due to the ongoing budget shortfall, but Governor Jared Polis threatened to veto it. So sponsors instead proposed shifting about $250,000 from wolf restoration to health care. That moves some funding, but doesn't gut the program. The bill passed Monday, and wolf advocates took credit for beating back the original legislation and preserving Colorado's restoration plan. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6:06. Keep it tuned for more All Things Considered Marketplace, the evening edition at 6:30, and you can hear Colorado Matters this evening at 7:00.